Welcome to the March 17th, 2013 Armed American Radio National Broadcast. St. Paddy's Day it was. Hope you had a great day. Rob Pincus joined me in the studio. He literally drove down from Ohio and made it with about a minute to spare. So it was great to have Rob in the Crossbreed Holster studios with me as we kicked off the 3 hours for the St. Paddy's Day show. It was an awful lot of fun. Joining us were Neil McCabe. Neil McCabe, of course, Guns and Patriots editor from humanevents.com. He joined us from up in Washington to give us an update from Capitol Hill. Also, they're getting ready to fight the fight up in Oregon. Kevin Starrett, the executive director of the Oregon Firearms Federation, joined us. Always provocative when Kevin's on. He stuck with us from hour two and into the roundtable in hour three, along with George Hill, the Mad Ogre, and David Kodria, Rob Pincus, and myself in the studios, the Crossbreed Holster studios. A great time was had by all. Enjoy the program. And remember, please head over to supportsecondamendment.com. Put your name on that petition. We need your help. We're getting close to 123,000, and I'll see you on the radio.
Your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Wow, what a whirlwind of a day. What a whirlwind of a week. I'm so glad you're joining me today. We have a lot to cover together today, and an awful lot to cover together. It never ends. Ooh, we're still playing some Nugent in the background. I like it. There's Sean. I knew it. 30 seconds into it, he's going to chime on in. I want to welcome some new listeners to the broadcast today. KGAL, News Talk 1530 AM, Lebanon, Oregon. Welcome to the show. We'll introduce you and welcome you at the beginning of each hour. Jackson, Mississippi, baby. Right down the road. 1240 AM, WPBQ. Welcome. We are filling your prescription for freedom. Your doctor has written you a three-hour prescription. Sean, that's a beautiful thing.
Yes, it is.
And KYKN, 1430 AM, Salem, Oregon. Not too far down the road from Lebanon, Oregon. 1430 AM, KYKN listeners. Welcome to the show. Great to have you here. You Oregon listeners are in for a treat today because we have Kevin Starrett from the Oregon Firearms Federation is going to be here to talk about the upcoming incredible assault on your freedoms that you're going to face. Also, very quickly, supportsecondamendment.com. Supportsecondamendment.com. Please go there, won't you? Supportsecondamendment.com and help all of us out and put your name on that list. Very, very important. Let's find out where we are. We are currently at 122,465 of you and growing by the minute. Head over there, put your name on the list, first name, last name, location, meaning your state, your email, and hit send. We don't want anything from you, just your name so we can deliver it in hard copy to Congress. Also, in the studio with me today, literally, Sean, by the skin of a hangnail, walked in the door 60 seconds ago. Rob Pincus is in the studio with me. Rob, how you doing?
Great to be here. I thank the 2013 Personal Defense Network Training Tour truck for getting me here through snow in Kentucky in mid-March. Who does that?
You know, he sends me, I have to tell you, he sends me a text message. I said, how about a 10:20? Rob, you got an ETA? You going to make it on time? And he sends me a text message. And I can't tell you what he said in the message until after 10 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
And he shows me a photograph, and he's driving through snow. I said, man, it's 75 degrees here. Where are you? You in Tennessee or Kentucky? You were where in Kentucky?
I was still north of Lexington. Yeah.
Wow, no kidding. Wow. Snowing like crazy all over the place. But he does it, you know. But I know what he's on to. The secret is when I say, where are you, he tells me he's 20 minutes behind.
That's
where he actually is.
Not true.
There's no possible way you could admit it. I'm glad you're here. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the studio.
The truck's camouflaged, so nobody can see it.
That's true.
On the right.
That's true. Hey, I know you've been following the news, man. Some crazy stuff going on. Absolutely crazy stuff. Every twist and turn, we have something different. Ted Cruz, Texas Senator. Sean, we have that audio, do we not?
Yes.
This is an unbelievable display from undoubtedly a rising star in the conservative movement and the Republican Party. There's no question about it. The audio doesn't do the looks he was giving Senator Feinstein justice. You can't see it, but I'll describe it to you after you hear the audio. Let's listen to him school Feinstein if we could. Sean, let's go ahead and play the beginning of that.
All right.
If I might pose a question to the senior senator from California, in your response to Senator Cornyn, you mentioned that there's some 100 pages of the bill that specify particular firearms that, that if this bill were passed, Congress would have deemed prohibited. It seems to me that all of us should begin as our foundational document with the Constitution. And the Second Amendment in the Bill of Rights provides that the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. The term, the right of the people, when the framers included it in the Bill of Rights, they used it as a term of art. That same phrase, the right of the people, is found in the First Amendment, the right of the people to peaceably assemble and to petition their government for redress of grievances. It's also found in the Fourth Amendment, the right of the people to be free from unreasonable searches and seizures. And the question that I would pose to the senior senator from California is, would she deem it consistent with the Bill of Rights for Congress to engage in the same endeavor that we are contemplating doing with the Second Amendment?
Okay, Sean, stop that
the
right there, if
of
you
the
could.
First or Fourth Amendment.
This is important. Rob, is there anything, do you detect anything wrong with that question or the scope of that question that, that Senator Cruz was asking Feinstein?
No. It seems like, you know, he went way out of his way to explain the basis for it. You know, people don't necessarily talk frankly in politics, and that's important then to lay down a fundamental basis for the direction of the question so that you can direct the answer from the person you're talking to.
Particularly when you're talking to Feinstein. Have you ever seen Feinstein?
When you were talking to someone who might want to push their own agenda.
She looks like she might need a little bit of an explanation. The reason I say that, Sean, did you detect anything in particular that was, I don't know, was it a leading, is it
no.
a trick question? Does it appear to be a trick question?
He wasn't leading the witness, as, so to speak. He was direct and a great question that he asked.
Let's go ahead and play some more of that and let's hear her response.
But namely, would she consider it constitutional for Congress to specify that the First Amendment shall apply only to the following books and shall not apply to the books that Congress has deemed outside the protection of the Bill of Rights? Likewise, would she think that the Fourth Amendment's protection against searches and seizures could properly apply only to the following specified individuals and not to the individuals that Congress has deemed outside the protection of the Bill of Rights?
Senator, you have a question?
Let me just make a couple of points in response. One, I'm not a sixth grader. Senator, I've been on this committee for 20 years. I was a mayor for 9 years. I walked in, I saw people shot. I've looked at bodies that have been shot with these weapons. I've seen the bullets that implode. In Sandy Hook, youngsters were dismembered. Look, there are other weapons. I'm not a lawyer, but after 20 years, I've been up close and personal to the Constitution. I have great respect for it. This doesn't mean that weapons of war, and the Heller decision clearly points out three exceptions, two of which are pertinent here. And so it's fine you want to lecture me on the Constitution. I appreciate it. Just know I've been here for a long time. I've passed on a number of bills. I've studied the Constitution myself. I am reasonably well educated, and I thank you for the lecture.
All right, stop. You can go ahead and stop right there, Sean. Rob. Did you detect any semblance of an answer from her to that very poignant and eloquently asked question by Senator Cruz?
There was no answer.
Sean.
Yes.
Treat it like a little round table here. Are Rob and I missing anything? Did you detect anything in an answer other than condescending?
Yeah. No.
From her at all?
She does what they normally do on Capitol Hill. They talk in lawyer talk, which means they don't ever answer the question.
And she admitted she's not a lawyer, but she did never answer the question. And right after that exchange, Senator Cruz reminded her that she did, in fact, not answer the question. What's important here, can you be a doctor for 30 years and be a really lousy, crummy doctor?
Well, not only can you be a lousy, crummy doctor, you can hold opinions that have nothing to do with the art or science of medicine that are simply wrong. Mm-hmm. And you can blind yourself to progress because you're stuck on your opinions.
What fascinates me is inside. I wish I could get inside the mind. I don't know what Feinstein thinks. I can't pretend. I can only give you opinions based on what I've heard, what I've seen, what I've watched, what I've studied, the bills that she's filed, and come up with your own conclusions. You can draw your own conclusions based on the answers that she gives, such as, if I could have done it, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in, 51 votes, I would have done it.
Yep.
Sean, is there anything in that statement that you question her, makes you question her intention of what she was referring to?
Oh, no. No, she answered the question that time, didn't she?
She did answer the question that time. She answered the question when it fit her what?
Her way and her position.
When it fit her position and her agenda. That's exactly where I was going with that. Thank you for pulling that out like that. Because Feinstein, I wish I could. Again, I will tell you this. There's no question that this, if that answer doesn't prove to you that this is nothing but agenda-driven politics, then nothing will.
Mark.
Sean, go ahead.
I watched this over the weekend. That's disturbing, but what really disturbed me is the way Chuck Schumer was, let's just say, having a talk with Senator Ted Cruz as he was leaving the committee meeting.
Well, you're a little bit ahead of me here. We have some further tape. Maybe we won't run it. I don't know. But what you're referring to is when Patrick Leahy and Senator Schumer, all of them condescending in their own right, scolded Senator Cruz when Patrick Leahy said, thank you very much for the lecture on the U.S. Constitution. I appreciate that. I've been here 38 years. I know a little bit from this senator here who hasn't quite been here that long. As if length of service somehow equates to understanding the Constitution. This is Armed American Radio. I'm Mark Walters with Rob Pincus here in the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Back after this.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.
Carrying spare magazines is always a great idea. The Crossbreed holster outside the waistband mag carrier is the most comfortable OWB rig on the market today. The Crossbreed mag carrier provides great retention and a high ride, enabling total concealment and immediate access under only a light cover garment. Available for single or dual magazines, these incredibly comfortable magazine carriers may just save your life one day. Crossbreed holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. To order your Crossbreed mag carrier, visit crossbreedholsters.com. That's crossbreedholsters.com.
The new Tac Slide by Galco Gun Leather combines steer hide and kydex together for a fast, concealable, and economical holster design. The Tac Slide mates a kydex holster pocket to a slotted steer hide backplate with an open top and neutral cant to provide the fast and smooth draw. With 1 3/4 belt slots, the Tac Slide is worn close to the body for maximum concealment and comfort for under $40. Visit usgalco.com today. That's usgalco.com.
North American Arms offers the most popular mini revolvers ever produced. Chambered in .22 short, .22 long rifle, and .22 magnum, the North American Arms mini revolvers are the standard by which all other mini revolvers are judged. These incredibly small and compact revolvers offer 5-shot capacity in your pocket when the chips are down and your life is on the line. The .22 long rifle can also be ordered with a holster grip. For more information on these incredible mini revolvers, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The night. We may not own it, but we control it through silence. From Allegiance Ammunition comes the Silent Strike, the world's only 223 subsonic round that fully functions the M4, the AR-15, and the HNK-416. No more having to single stroke your AR-15 when firing subsonic rounds. Allegiance Ammunition has created astonishing stealth and maximum performance in a silent package. Visit AllegianceAmmunition.com. That's AllegianceAmmunition.com.
The Ruger American Rifle. An American legend is born. The Ruger American Rifle is a 100% American-made firearm that offers outstanding performance at a great price. It features power bedding integral bedding blocks for outstanding accuracy, a Ruger Marksman adjustable trigger for a crisp and user-adjustable 3- to 5-pound trigger pull, a flush-fit 4-round rotary magazine for smooth, reliable feeding, and a 3-lug bolt with 70-degree throw for ample scope clearance and fast follow-up shots. The Ruger American Rifle. Another American-made product from Ruger.
Handguns Magazine calls it Pocket Thunder. The new CM40 from Carr Arms packs the powerful 40 Smith & Wesson in a firearm measuring only 4 inches tall and with a 3.1-inch barrel length. It weighs in at only 15.8 ounces. With a retail price of $517, the new CM40 from Carr Arms is Pocket Thunder indeed. To purchase the Carr Arms CM40, visit your local dealer or visit CarArms at KAHR.com.
This is Armed American Radio, heard coast to coast on the Armed American Radio Network. Here again is Mark Walters.
And Rob Pincus, live in the Crossbreed Holster Studios. What a beautiful thing, Rob. Welcome back to the studios. Great to have you here.
Good to be here.
Jackson, Mississippi, 1240 AM WPBQ. Welcome to the Armed American Radio Network, your first dose. Your prescription is a 3-hour dose every week. We're glad to have you with us. Pleasure to be talking with you today. KYKN, 1430 AM, Salem, Oregon. Same to you. KGAL, News Talk, 1530 AM, Lebanon, Oregon. And everybody else around the country filling their prescription for freedom here with me and Rob on the Armed American Radio Network. It's a pleasure and an honor to talk with you today. We were discussing, Rob, the just astonishing exchange, really, between Senator Cruz and Dianne Feinstein, who never did answer the question. And Sean, I believe you said we have some more audio there. You had some extended audio?
Yes.
Well, what is it that you have?
It's Dick Durbin jumps in, and I guess he tries to school Ted Cruz.
Dick Durbin, Chuck Schumer, Patrick Leahy,
yes,
Dianne Feinstein. Those are the four we're talking about on the committee?
Yeah, I know it has Dick Durbin in it.
Okay. Well, we'll go ahead and play it real quick. Go ahead.
The senator knows, having attended law school and professes to have some experience in the Constitution, none of these rights are absolute, none of them. And the Heller decision goes specifically to the question of this amendment and tells us, when they were asked in the Heller decision, a panel, Heller 2, a panel of Republican-appointed judges rejected a Second Amendment challenge to D.C.'s assault weapons ban and magazine limits. A Second Amendment challenge. The D.C. Circuit Court held that such laws, quote, do not effectively disarm individuals or substantially affect their ability to defend themselves. I could go on, but I think the senator from California has made this case.
All right. Sean?
Yes.
Do you have his response?
No, he actually cut off, but I'll look for it.
Yeah, please do, because the senator from Texas goes on to really give a spanking, Rob, to Dick Durbin, because what I think Dick Durbin may have forgotten is that the senator from Texas represented 31 states in the Heller fight and went on to remind Dick Durbin exactly what the Heller decision said. It was a fascinating exchange all the way around. But I guess we can close this out with give me your thoughts on what you heard with this.
Well, I think, and everybody's been talking about it the last couple of days, I think it's important to realize that there's tenure doesn't grant absolutism. Tenure doesn't grant some special license to be right. In fact, we know that many times tenure is actually an impediment to being right and to progress and to evolution. And people who hold the same opinions year and year and year and year out, it's something that there was a YouTube video from the conference that Tom Givens put on in Memphis a couple weeks ago that hit the internet this week, where I was talking about how we need to get away from these talking points. When we hit our same talking points and they hit their same talking points, we never really get anywhere.
Yeah, we go nowhere.
I don't think we're going to change Feinstein's mind, so I don't care. I don't care about talking to her or answering her talking points. I'd much rather talk to somebody at the local coffee shop is the example I always use, somebody who's in the middle, maybe even somebody who's kind of leaning anti-gun, but they don't really know why.
Somebody you're referring to somebody particular who you can fix.
Somebody who can fix, somebody who can vote, right. Somebody who can speak, someone who can have an intelligent conversation without just sticking to a talking point.
Feinstein's going to stick to a talking point because she's actively pushing a political agenda, and you're not going to move her from that agenda. This is a legacy battle for Feinstein. This is everything she's ever done. Her original ban in 1994 through 2004 has failed. She sees an opportunity like a shark, smells blood in the water. She's going after a second one. As I said last week and the week before and the week before, as I'll continue to say, the Democrats, and make no mistake about this, ladies and gentlemen, it is the Democrat Party coming after your guns. Sugarcoat it any way you want. Shanto, you there?
Yes.
The Democrats who attacked me regarding comments I've made on this show and regarding words that I've written in columns are somehow very strangely silent, Rob.
Absolutely.
They're not. I was the right-wing extremist, and I was the problem. It was my words, you know, with this. What did he call me, Sean, in the article we're talking about, Cam? What did he say? It's easy to forget a guy like that.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I found it was something that was pretty bad.
It was pretty bad, but it was fun. It was fun to respond to. But Cam is nowhere to be found.
Yeah, well, they're not going to come out.
You can't.
Yeah.
You can't.
Well, like you said, you can't argue with logic just like you can't argue with stupid.
We can't argue with those facts. The facts are that what he claimed wasn't going to happen. Rob.
Yeah.
And as a result, he's kind of silly to come back and say, well, he didn't really mean it that way it is happening the way he...
Unless he came back and said, as I've had to say, as you've had to say, you know what, I was wrong. I was wrong, you were right.
Right.
People don't like to say that.
You know who did that? Michigan did that about 2 years ago. It might not even been that long ago. You see, the press and the media, anybody who listens to me on a regular basis knows my disdain for the mainstream media. Michigan is a glaring example. 10 years ago, 12 years ago, Michigan's concealed carry law passes, Rob, like many other states. It's going to be blood in the streets. Sean, you know what it's going to be? It's going to be the wild what?
Wild West.
It's going to be the Wild West, isn't it? It's going to be shoot 'em ups, road rage. Every road rage incident is going to turn into a shootout.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Babysitters are going to get shot.
Well,
And what happens? When it doesn't happen, the mainstream media never comes back out, Rob, and says, hey, you know what? We were wrong. They did in Michigan.
Which was great.
It was outstanding.
Huge turn of events. Just somebody waking up and saying, hey, you know what? We were wrong about this. Not a big deal.
I was wrong about it. I was absolutely wrong about it. And, you know, Ann Coulter made a great point in a column that she wrote last week. Sean, I don't know. I think we talked about it.
Yes.
Briefly when I was down in Tampa last week.
Yes. Yes, we did.
Rob, when she said, she pointed to the New York newspaper releasing the names of the license holders in the Tri-County area there outside New York. And she said, if that isn't proof positive enough that law-abiding gun owners are harmless because we didn't know who they were to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting point. I missed that.
It was very well taken on her, but she was way ahead out. She was way out ahead on that one when she said, we didn't know who they were, and we didn't know who they were because they don't do anything wrong. They're abiding by the laws. They're minding their own business as law-abiding gun owners. We're not supposed to know who they are unless they're exposed by the mainstream media. So she had an interesting take on it. She was right smack on the money with that. And I guess that's why she had a big speech at the CPAC conference this week, too. Sean, I know you're probably going to want to talk about that. We will deal a little bit with that with Neil McCabe. I should probably give the lineup, shouldn't I?
Yes.
Joining Rob and I today, a great lineup. Again, Oregon listeners, you're in for a real treat, as is the rest of the country, because Kevin Starrett of the Oregon Firearms Federation has a wealth of information. And as we go through this unprecedented attack against your freedoms, our freedoms, my freedoms, in light of the U.S. Senate taking up these four bills and moving them through the committee, combined with states across the country, in particular right now, two of them are nightmares are Colorado and soon to be Oregon, among others. Kevin will be here to talk with us a little bit about what you're getting ready to face up there and what we all across the country are getting ready to face when these states move with Democrat control. Kevin will be here. Neil McCabe from HumanEvents.com, Guns and Patriots editor, will be here to give us his opinions on what's going on up in the Hill. This is Armed American Radio. We'll be back with Neil and Rob Pincus right after this. I'm Mark Walters. You're filling your prescription. Enjoy it. Yeah.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Do you have dark circles or puffy eyes? If you have dark circles under your eyes, bags, or puffiness, we're looking for you. Because right now, we're offering a risk-free trial of a fast-acting eye cream to listeners of this station. You heard right. Every listener who calls now can try a risk-free jar of Lumitone, the cream that fades dark circles from view in seconds. We only have a limited supply of risk-free jars, so don't wait. For details, just call 1-800-487-9613. Lumitone makes dark circles less visible in seconds. Watch your dark circles fade from view like magic. And Lumitone is great for puffiness, bags, and fine lines by the eyes. This risk-free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Call us now for details on this Lumitone risk-free offer. Just call 1-800-487-9613. That's 1-800-487-9613. Call 1-800-487-9613.
Okay, let's say your New Year's resolution to lose 10 pounds didn't work out quite the way you wanted it to. Here's a guaranteed easy way to look hotter, more handsome, or just plain awesome in 5 minutes. Try the 5-minute teeth whitening solution called Power Swabs. Power Swabs gives you 2 shades whiter teeth in 5 minutes, plus it works on natural teeth as well as caps, crowns, and veneers, and it's easy to use. The secret is a tooth detergent developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that actually lifts the stains right off your teeth. There's no messy strips, no trays, just swabs that you use on your teeth for 5 minutes, and then you're done. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades whiter. It's like magic because it does work. Call for your risk-free supply, 1-800-270-4614. That's 1-800-270-4614. It's risk-free, so call now, 1-800-270-4614. That's 1-800-270-4614.
You know, weekdays and holidays are for catching up on sleep, right? Well, wrong. According to a nationwide sleep number survey, more than half of adult Americans do not get more sleep on the weekends. What you really need is a better night's sleep every night, like the deep restorative sleep you get on a Sleep Number bed. My sleep number is 95 to 100, and the suspended sleep number is, still confidential privileged information. The Sleep Number bed's exclusive dual-air technology lets you adjust your bed to your ideal firmness. Each side is adjustable, making it the perfect bed for couples. You'll only find the Sleep Number bed at a Sleep Number store. Queen mattresses start at just $699. Right now, you can enjoy the lowest prices of the season on the bed that can change your life and sleeping habits. Save an incredible $300 to $1,000 on selected bed sets. Hurry, the sale ends July 8th. There are 400 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find yours today by calling 1-800-339-1101. That number again, 1-800-339-1101. Don't forget to tell them I sent you.
This is Armed American Radio. We are your voice. Hear previous broadcasts of Armed American Radio and join the blog discussion at armedamericanradio.com or on Facebook at Armed American Radio. Terry Ken, Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the Armed American Radio Network. A pleasure to have you with us today. I'm in the studio here, the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Today in Atlanta, Georgia. Last week we were coming to you from the Talk 860 studios down in Tampa, Florida. Beautiful down there. Love the global warming. Keeping the temperature at about a nice, beautiful, balmy 80 degrees and no bloodbath down there like Christy Hefner was saying happens in Chicago when it gets a little warmer, you know, up in the 30s.
I drove through snow.
Well, that was in Kentucky, a little bit farther north. But here we are in Atlanta, Georgia, also very warm today, very balmy. And no rivers of blood in the street today, so Christy Hefner's theory is not really proven to pan out too well regarding the global warming. Some of the garbage that they put out just is absolutely mind-boggling. We have a number of stories to cover for you today, a ton of them, and we will get to every single one of them. I should also point out when I was giving out the schedule that George Hill, the Mad Ogre, will be here in the second hour. Rob, we're going to talk a tremendous amount of training with you today and what it is you find yourself here in the Crossbreed Holster Studios and what you're going to be doing over the next few days. You just got back from Europe, did you not?
Just got back from, the European SHOT Show. We'll talk about that a little bit. And good training stuff going on. Starting the training tour. The spring training season begins tomorrow evening.
Yeah, and here you are, and it's great to have you here today. Ladies and gentlemen, please head over to SupportSecondAmendment.com. SupportSecondAmendment.com. Put your name on the list. Join the 122,475 others who are combining their efforts with you to make their voices heard. Put your name on the list. It's free. It doesn't cost a thing. Help us out. We would appreciate it. Rob, we've got a great guest today. We're coming right up from Capitol Hill. Spends every day up there. I don't know how he does it. From HumanEvents.com, the Guns and Patriots editor, Neil McKay. Neil, welcome to the show. How you doing, brother?
Phenomenal and getting better every day. I'll tell you how I do it. There is a place called Peter's Diner. It's right next to the, basically across the street from the Madison Building of the Library of Congress. Not only do they serve a great breakfast, they deep fry their bacon. And fella, I'm addicted.
Deep fried bacon? Rob?
It's amazing.
Comment?
I'm going to put a deep fryer in the tour truck and try that.
Deep fried bacon. I don't think you could fry bacon any more than you do when you fry it. What do you coat it with, bacon?
I don't know.
Grease?
They just put it in with the basket, like the same basket they use for the French fries.
Outstanding.
It's amazing.
Outstanding. You're not eating that every day, are you, Neil?
More it's than okay. I should.
It's okay if you are.
It's okay. No big deal. This is a gun show, not a food show. We're not worried about it. Neil, a ton. There's so much going on up there where you are. I know you're up on the Hill every day, and you're actually dealing with everything we talk about. You see it up close and personal. Let's start with, as the editor of Guns and Patriots, I know you're in tune with what's coming out of Congress right now and out of the Judiciary Committee. We opened up with the Cruz, Feinstein, and then the rest of the Democrats jumped in and ganged up, you know, to go after Cruz so they could defend one of their own, because they're not arguing from conviction. They're just pushing and protecting a political agenda and one of their own. Your thoughts on the Cruz-Feinstein exchange?
Well, I actually going to be the focus of my cover letter for Guns and Patriots Tuesday. But Ted Cruz is, John McCain called him one of the wacko birds, and he's considered another Tea Party nut. This is a guy who was the Texas Solicitor General for 5 years. This is a guy who drafted the amicus brief for the Heller decision that was signed by 31 state attorneys general. And he was the first Hispanic to law clerk for the Supreme Court. He was a law clerk for Chief Justice Rehnquist. This is a very smart and solid dude. And Feinstein is a dope.
Very well put. The audio doesn't do the video justice, does it? When you look at him staring at her, expecting a response, he made her very nervous, and I think that was evident in her reply. Would you agree with that?
Oh, yeah, and I think that, we saw that, when she was talking about the Cornyn Amendment to exempt veterans from her bill, she's very shaky, and she's flipping through her papers, and she's used to getting a pass. She's not used to being challenged, especially from, one of these wacko birds. And you're seeing this sort of hardcore of conservative Republican senators who are all opposed by the Republican establishment. I'm thinking of Toomey. I'm thinking of Rand Paul.
Right.
I'm thinking of Cruz. Even Rubio, to some extent, was opposed by the establishment. And so she's dealing with the new kids, and she can't handle it.
Yeah, she can't handle it. The old guard, the old establishment Republican, is in deep trouble right now. John McCain. How old is John McCain? Do you know?
I don't know how old he is, but I do know he no longer buys green bananas.
Well, let's put it this way. It's time for John McCain to go.
Not go. I mean, just retire.
Retire. That's what I mean. It's time for him to go. It's time for him to go back to Arizona.
Well, you take this guy, and we we all love and respect the role of the NRA. The NRA does amazing things on Capitol Hill, and no one else has sort of the staff and the connections and really the depth to do the take on these gun grabbers. But you know, you do have guys like Pat Leahy from Vermont, the chairman of the Judiciary Committee, who has been basically given a hall pass by the NRA for a lot of years. And we see that, you know, when we needed Leahy to stand up and defend gun rights, he didn't do the job we expected. And with safety, so with Harry Reid.
Yeah, he's putting party first. All right.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate.
It is unfortunate, but that's what we're seeing here. That's why I can make the statement, make the blanket statement, and do it confidently. It's the Democrats coming after our guns, both on the federal level and the state level. It is the Democrats coming after our guns, ladies and gentlemen. Now, not every single one of them, but it is the Democrat Party, who is the party of gun control, who is coming after our guns. You agree or disagree, Neil?
I absolutely agree, and this is and this is something that they've had in the works for a long time. This thing was on the shelf. It came out that Bloomberg, after Aurora, he planned his gun grab publicity campaign. And he was very cynically waiting. He was just waiting for the next spree shooter, and then he was ready.
I like the fact that Sarah Palin stood up with a big gulp, by the way. I got the kick out of that.
CPAC was unreal.
Now, you were there. Cruz, you were there.
I was there. I thought Rand Paul was amazing. I thought it was a little disappointing, Jeb Stuart, that really didn't go off the way probably he expected it to. But Sarah Palin just tore the lid off.
Yeah, she killed it. I read her transcript. Before we go in, I want to talk a little bit about with you in the next segment about CPAC and get, you know, let you kind of run with it, give you the microphone, and give us your thoughts going forward, not just on gun control, but what you're seeing in the conservative movement. Before we do that, are you familiar with the story? Fox is running it, was a lead story just a few minutes ago. Graham digs in to ban mentally ill from guns as Dems focus on assault weapons. Of course, we're talking about Senator Lindsey Graham in South Carolina. Are you familiar with his take on this?
He was already kind of there, and Lindsey Graham is playing a very dangerous game. He's acting like he's some old solid senator who doesn't have to worry about reelection,
right,
and he is looking at a very early retirement in 2014.
Give me your give me some details on that. Why do you say
that? The thing is that he's not, even if there is no primary opponent for Graham, he's lost the support of people who supported him before, especially when he joined McCain to embarrass Rand Paul after that heroic 13-hour filibuster.
Right.
And then to come out for the background checks, we've talked before, Mac, background checks are the real battle here. And that's supposed to be what we're supposed to be, like, guarding against, because that's how you build your gun registry.
Yeah, we're going
to. That's how we shut off the sales.
You're talking about Senate Bill S-374, the background check bill that was passed out of committee. I want to go there with you in the next segment. We're getting ready to take a break. There was a fantastic Gun Rights Examiner column written by a good friend of mine, Ed Stone, one of the original members of GeorgiaCarry.org and its past president, that will give us some tremendous insight into the background check bill that you're hearing so much about. We'll tell you what it does and how it criminalizes you when we come back right after this.
Okay, now we're going to talk about how you can get prepared to defend yourself and your family in a worst-case scenario. All of you know I'm a huge fan of Rob Pincus and his work with the Personal Defense Network. Well, the Personal Defense Network has assembled a series of revolutionary handgun training videos designed to make you more efficient with a defensive firearm in the context of a dynamic critical incident. This training course, which is only $39.95, offers more than 3 solid hours of powerful, practical, and proven techniques techniques that will increase your speed and efficiency. Some of the topics covered include things like the balance between speed and precision, one-handed and weak-handed reloads, and, of course, shooting around a corner. So to get a copy of this one-of-a-kind training course and to help support Armed American Radio, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com. Once you order, you'll get the 3-DVD training course for only $39.95 plus shipping and handling. This is a great deal. Check it out. Again, go to armedamericandvdoffer.com and get your copy today.
Ever wish you could find a concealed carry holster that allows wearing the clothing of your choice with absolutely no restrictions on body movements? A concealed carry holster that provides such deep concealment that no one will know you're carrying unless you tell them. The world-famous Smart Carry Holster does just that while providing complete invisibility, total comfort, and freedom of movement even when carrying a full-size handgun. Make your gun disappear in total comfort today. Visit smartcarry.com now.
Finally, ladies and gentlemen, a 22 Magnum pistol with a 30-round capacity magazine. You heard me right. The Kel-Tec PMR-30 is a lightweight, full-size pistol chambered in 22 Magnum with a double-stack magazine. With a crisp single-action pull and fiber-optic sights, the Kel-Tec PMR-30 is perfect for small game or target shooting. To see it for yourself, visit KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com, K-E-L-T-E-C, weapons.com.
One of the few guns that fits comfortably in your pocket, the North American Arms Guardian 32 ACP is the perfect combination of small size, high quality, and great stopping power. Convenient, reliable, and very effective. North American Arms stands behind the Guardian 32 ACP with a lifetime warranty. With standard capacity of 6+1 rounds in a pistol less than 4 inches in length, the Guardian ACP ships with 2 magazines and offers an optional 10-round capacity extended magazine. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The Ruger 10/22 Takedown, a new take on the legendary Ruger 10/22. With all of the features and functionality of America's favorite rimfire rifle, the Ruger 10/22 Takedown easily separates for convenient storage and transportation. Reassembly is simple and returns the rifle to zero, ensuring precision shot after shot. Packed in a backpack-style bag included with the rifle, the Ruger 10/22 Takedown makes it easy to keep America's favorite rimfire by your side.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Galco's patented new V-Hawk tuckable inside-the-waistband holster reaches unheard-of heights in comfort, speed, stability, and versatility. Constructed of premium steer hide, the V-Hawk comes complete with leather belt loops and tuckable injection-molded hooks. The open-top design offers both speed and ease of draw, and the reinforced mouth offers one-handed return to the holster. Buy the V-Hawk from Galco at GalcoGunLeather.com today. That's GalcoGunLeather.com.
For more information and to join the conversation, please visit Armed American Radio on Facebook and armedamericanradio.com. And now, from the Crossbreed Holster Studios, here is Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the Crossbreed Holster Studios. I am Mark Walters, and I'm joined in the studio with my good friend, one of the greatest trainers and self-defense experts in the nation, Rob Pincus. Welcome to the studios, brother.
This is good. It's my second trip to the studio.
It is a lot of fun. We do the shows together. We've done them in Orlando a number of times. We get out to some of the affiliates. The Patriot, we've done twice here, I think.
Twice here, yeah.
In the Home Crossbreed Studios. Great to have you here. Neil McCabe, welcome back to the show, my friend.
Good to be with you.
All right, let me start with this. This is reading from Senate Bill S-374. And I want to remind you, ladies and gentlemen, that this passed out of committee, of course, along party line vote. Take a listen to this. This is the universal background check bill that you're hearing the media talk about so much because they love it, because it screws you from some of your freedoms. Beginning on the date, that is 180 days after the date of enactment of this subsection, it shall be unlawful for any person who is not licensed under this chapter to transfer a firearm to any other person who is not licensed under this chapter, unless a licensed importer, licensed manufacturer, or licensed dealer has first taken possession of the firearm for the purpose of complying with subsections. Upon taking possession of the firearm, the licensee shall comply with all requirements of this chapter as if the licensee were transferring the firearm from the licensee's inventory to the unlicensed transferee. This paragraph shall not apply to bona fide gifts between spouses, between parents and their children, between siblings, or between grandparents and their grandchildren. Sounds fairly innocuous. A transfer made from a descendant's estate pursuant to a legal will or the operation of law, pursuant to a legal will or the operation of law. C, a temporary transfer or possession that occurs between an unlicensed transferor and an unlicensed transferee if the temporary transfer of possession occurs in the home or curtilage of the unlicensed transferor. The firearm is not removed from that home or curtilage during the temporary transfer, and the transfer has a duration of less than 7 days. Ed Stone, and this goes on, we'll go into it further. Ed Stone, former president of GeorgiaCarry.org, wrote in the Gun Rights Examiner, and this is brilliant, he says, just passed Senate Judiciary Committee yesterday on a vote of 10 to 8, S-374 bears the Orwellian title Protecting Responsible Gun Sellers Act of 2013. With all of the talk about universal background checks, it is time to see what Congress has in mind. In short, the bill is designed to land you in federal prison. Now, Neil, take a listen to what I just said and listen to what he says. Under S-374, as it passed the Judiciary Committee, all transfers would first require a transfer to a licensed firearms dealer. Exceptions would include gifts to a spouse, sibling, parent, child, grandparent, or grandchild. The term transfer specifically includes the term loan, so loaning a firearm other than the situations outlined above would be a crime. What about the following situations? You leave on a trip for 10 days with a firearm at home in possession of a roommate, fiancé, or lover. 10 days.
Why would you go on vacation without your lover?
Well, that's a good question. However, if you do...
Oh, it could be like a business trip, I guess.
Could be a business trip. For 7 days, prison. You have a few acres in Georgia. You step away from the curtilage of your home and permit a friend or relative to use your firearm to shoot targets or pests on your own property. Both situations would land you in prison under S-374. And it goes on and on and on from there. Neil, we don't have enough time to go into it. What are your concerns about this bill?
Well, it seems to me that there's no exemption for, say, a state resident to state resident who's personally known at a gun show. I think they just outlawed the gun show.
Yeah, what else they did, according to Ed here, and it's not according to Ed. You can read the bill yourself, ladies and gentlemen, S-374. Read it yourself. It says in here it exempts a shooting range if you're at a shooting range. It says, what is a shooting range? Under this bill, it is only a shooting range if it is owned or occupied by a duly incorporated organization organized for conservation purposes or to foster proficiency in firearms. If the shooting range is owned by a natural person, prison. And on and on and on.
That's the most nefarious part for me there, because this starts to now affect your ability to train gun owners. It's very much like the crazy laws they had in New York, even before the new crazy laws they have in New York.
If the shooting range is owned by a corporation dedicated to turning a profit, Neil, rather than conservation or fostering the aims of the bill, prison.
Yeah, well, people will tell you, Mark, that this thing doesn't have a shot on the Senate floor, but don't be so sure.
This one does have a shot.
And people will tell you that the House of Representatives, the Republicans of the House of Representatives, will be the backstop. Don't be so sure. Like, this Congress is in session for 2 years, just like every other Congress, and until this Congress ends, everything is in play. You know, we've got the United Nations coming up this week, and everybody's telling me, oh, don't worry. Even if this, it'll never pass the Senate. Don't be so sure. You know, it'll never apply. Don't be so sure. I think it's a very dangerous piece of American history that we're living in right now. And you've got to be aware. Thankfully, shows like yours are making people aware. I mean, this thing could very well pass, and there are Republicans like Graham and others who are going to help it pass.
Yeah, let's go to the gun ban bill itself, Feinstein's bill. I hate to make predictions. I really do hate to make political predictions. I don't see this thing getting through, and it's not just me who doesn't see this thing getting through the Senate. Even if it does get through the Senate, I don't believe it's going to get through the House. I'm fairly safe on that bet. But the background check bill being pushed by the mainstream media, and you are absolutely correct, with the help of senators like Lindsey Graham, this thing does stand a chance. And people, the only way, what, Neil, that people can stop this is by picking up the phone, writing letters, sending emails, and do it every single day and let them know. Don't think that it's a foregone conclusion.
Yeah, you know, people need to understand that senators, maybe they can be calloused and, you flood their office and they can just blow that off. They don't blow it off when their office is flooded with phone calls
right. Days
in a row. And they are not, and they certainly do not ignore primary challenges. Because even if you, let's say you primary a guy and he still wins the nomination, if you made him spend $200,000 or $300,000 or $400,000 he didn't plan to spend, you've left a mark. And those guys, they don't want to, it's like they do not want a primary challenge. Even if they win, they don't want a primary challenge. And they have to be put on notice.
Yeah, well, we can put them on notice. And, you know, the Democrats right now, you got 20 Democrats up for re-election in 2014. Six of them in particular. I like to pick on Max Baucus. Do you really believe Max is going to sign on to an assault weapons ban bill in Montana, from Montana, 2 years before an election? I'm not so sure about that. Neil, am I wrong?
Well, I mean, look what happened. John Tester was telling everybody what a gun guy he was, and he was doing two things to prove that he was a gun guy. He was going to get the ban on the M1 rifles lifted from South Korea, and he was going to pass the Sportsman Act. And neither have seen the light of day, and he got reelected. So, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a very confusing world.
It is. It is an upside-down world. There's no doubt about it. I will say this, though. Guys like you have your finger on the pulse. Very quickly, in less than 60 seconds, if you could, give us your I'm going to have to make it. If you can do it in about 30 seconds, CPAC, things looking good for conservatives going forward?
They're looking very good for conservatives, and especially defenders of the Second Amendment and gun rights.
That's what I wanted to hear.
We're not done.
Neil McCabe, Guns and Patriots editor, humanevents.com. Thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate it very much. Always a pleasure to have you here. We'll talk with you in the next couple of weeks. Great to have his opinion on the show, Rob. Huge to have his opinion
absolutely.
On the show.
Absolutely. No, here's a guy every day living and dying, breathing what we're looking at.
Absolutely.
Every day in the papers.
Sean, how much time do we have? Can we keep going? No? 20 seconds. That's right about when I say this to you, America. Carry on, carry often, and carry everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. No self-respecting caveman would ever be caught outside his cave without his club. Don't be that caveman. Armed American Radio continues after this with Mark Walters and Rob Pincus.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org.
Here I come again now, baby, like a dog in heat. Tell it to me by the camera now, baby.
Over the river and through the woods to
Walmart.
We go, the horse is the way to carry.
All the fix-ins for Thanksgiving, like Hellman's Real Mayonnaise.
Through the wide and drifted snow.
Checkout lane with Nestle Carnation Baking Kits and Libby's Pumpkin Pie Filling.
Wherever the pumpkin pie.
Walmart has everything you need to be ready for a great Thanksgiving meal, backed by our ad match guarantee. Our stores will match the price of any local competitor's printed ad for an identical product. Not applicable to Walmart.com. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Trinity.
If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help. Trinity will consolidate your bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, stop collections calls, wipe out late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and improve your credit score. So call the Trinity Debt Relief Hotline at 1-800-936-5496. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496. Call now. Or visit MyDebtHasMeDown.com.
Trinity.
1-800-936-5496.